see him.
Again, KD4 FDI.
Hi, KD4 to FDI. Can you talk this morning? I guess Dad's asleep.
No, Dad just finished his doctor appointment, so we're leaving a bit for a dermatologist appointment. KD4 FDI, W4 FCM.
How are you?
Hey, doing very well. Hey, we played our hearts off. The one guy's got quite a dump. Just a tough loss, huh? W4 FCM.
Yeah, wasn't it? But, you know, we gave it our all, and it was a better team, you know? So that's it for us. That's it for the year. Until next year, right?
Yeah, this guy looks like Samson. They can dunk it. He's good. I don't know his name, but he's good.
White boy, right? Yeah. I forgot his name. He's pretty good.
It was Matt something. Yeah, he can dunk it. It was fun to see, but, yeah, they were a little better, so that was it. Now it's just tomorrow, Sunday, we find out a Lady Gamecock selection Sunday. We'll find out who they play for the tournament, so that'll be fun.
So, obviously, they're going to play, I guess, the 16th seed. That's who the number one seed usually plays. So, be interesting. Yeah, I think they're going to run through the whole thing really well and just end up repeating as national champs just like last year. So, it'll be fun to watch, I know. So, when is their first game again?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to look it up to see if their selection Sunday. We'll find out who they play and when. I'll watch it. I think we'll probably go all the way again. KD4 FDI, W4 FCM.
Alrighty. Yeah, I was pretty busy yesterday. I did a couple malt jobs and worked a little bit. And I've got to cut some grass today and got to put some grass seed down. I might do that tomorrow, though. So if it doesn't rain, I'm trying to work in and out of the rain here.
Yeah, tonight some few little showers in the morning, maybe. 48. Could be a cold rain most of the day Sunday.
Easy. So this time of year, raining all the time. So, but anyways, well, let me let you go, Dad. I got a lot to do today. So, nice talking to you, and I hope you have a good podiatrist appointment. Is that what it is, or dermatologist?
Dermatologist today, podiatrist Monday. So, yep. He just does a body map and checks the moles, and everything's fine. All right, love you, son. Be careful working. KD4 FDI, W4 FCM sign.
Later, W4 FCM, KD4 FDI.
THV Mobile.
KO4 HKX.
KO4 THV. Good morning, it is. Good morning to you.
Fine morning, sir. This is Patrick on this end.
Well, if I can get through this traffic at 14 and 85, I'll be doing a lot better than battling Woodruff Road. Handle here's Danny.
Meet you, and yeah, that intersection down there, you have fun with that.
It's going pretty good. It's not backed up and sitting still. Everything's flowing. So if I get past 85, then I'll have a nice little stretch on out and run up toward Roper and across, I guess. I got to make my way over to Lowe's, so.
Got a project going on for yourself, or are you heading over there for work or something?
A house out in Woodruff for my sister. I got to run by Lowe's. I stopped by Lowe's and Greer this morning, but they didn't have the right vanity, so he told me Woodruff Road had 3, so I'm going to run out there and pick one of Lowe's up and head out toward Woodruff.
Is that what you do for a living, is remodeling houses or construction?
I do some property management work and then flipping these houses. My sister, she's in real estate, so she gets them and I fix them.
I think this is the first time I've heard you on this repeater.
Since, I guess about 2015, I think it was, maybe 2012. Yeah, I've been on for a while. I took a lightning strike on my shack, and it kind of put me down for a while, so I picked this little radio up, got it in the truck, and run it on a mobile rig till I get everything else fixed.
Roger that. With a new call, I hadn't heard it, so thought I'd see who it was and introduce myself.
Wow, so it does sound new on now. It's been a couple years since I've been on with any kind of regularity. But trying to get back in. Got a mobile rig going now, so try to get back on the air a little bit more. KI-4THV.
KI-4THV, is that correct?
Correct. Tango Hotel Victor. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor.
Roger that. And, well, it's good to talk to you this morning. I'm out here running my tour out. I got my license about, about 2.5 years ago now. And, nice to have a break during the day in between stops.
That is, yeah. It's nice for me. I don't do a lot of listening to, like, FM radio, mostly talk radio and stuff like that. So I'd much rather listen to people talking on ham than I had even the talk radio. So it's nice for me. I'm by myself all the time, so a lot of riding. And like I said, now that I got this one back in, hopefully I can get on the air some more.
Same situation here for me. I spend a lot of time in this truck by myself. And I get tired of listening to talk radio, and when you do flip it over to commercial radio, it's the same 10 songs no matter what station you listen to.
My sentiments exactly. So I try to listen to talk radio most of the time, try to keep informed anyway. I don't get to watch a lot of news. I'm usually out first thing in the morning, and by the time I get home, not really much into TV, so try to catch it up on talk radio, and now that I got the ham in, I'm probably not going to hear a lot of that.
Just like me on that part of it, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore, and keep the radio on, that's about it. And if I do watch any TV, I'm usually watching YouTube videos on how to do something.
It is very informative.
You gotta weed through some muck every now and then, too.
Know what you're trying to do so you can pick the right video that shows you the correct way to do it.
That's for sure. But there's a lot of good information on there. There's a lot of useful information, but just like anything else, there's a lot of stuff out there that you wonder what they're thinking, too.
But, I mean, it is, like you say, it is a good informative tool if you use it that way.
I'm sure you know this already. Love to have you come by and check in with us.
Yeah, I checked in the other night with Gary, KF4DOS, and it's just with me, like I said, now I've got the mobile rig in the truck, so usually by 9 o'clock when the net comes around, I've kind of crawled in and started crashing.
Yeah, I definitely understand. I'm usually just getting wound down to sit there for a minute about the time the net starts, the time I get home and check my orders in and make my orders for the next day and all that. It's about the time I'm getting wound down, so but it's a nice break and not have to listen to it, like you say, the TV or the radio. My wife and I will sit there and listen to it.
I miss having my shack up. That's how I was at night. I'd come in, you know, get ready for eat supper or whatever, and then I'd go out and sit in the shack for a few hours listening to everybody on the radio, and it was nice. I've got some stuff going back together, but it put most of my HF rig down. I think there's a guy down in Florida who rebuilds the older tube Kenwood rigs, so I'm going to see if I can't get a hold of his number and send some stuff down there to get fixed and get back up on HF.
Get back out there and all set up. I know that's a struggle. I don't do much with HF. I've gotten into just mainly VHF right here and the Thermal Belt Club. And then I got into a little bit of DMR, the digital side of things, and that's pretty much it for me.
Digital for a while, and I had an ICOM IC7000, had everything running off of it, and I honestly don't even know what happened. It just took a dive one day and locked up in transmit, couldn't get it to stop transmitting, and that I had all my eggs in one basket, so that kind of knocked me out of the whole digital.
That's the problem with some of the shacks in a box, is that right there is one thing goes wrong and everything's down.
Pelham Road at Batesville in 14, that was packed out. Calcourt, that was my ordeal, everything in one basket. So I'm going to try to learn from that mistake and set up a little different this time.
I'm using a 991A at the house as a base station, but I also have a little Kenwood 2 meter sitting there next to it that I'll use it to cross band repeat back to, that way I'm around the house, because I live in Brevard, North Carolina, and right there where I'm at, I have a hard time getting to the repeater with anything.
IW, I live up in Travers Rest.
But I'm on the other side right there in Little River Valley, if you're familiar with the area, and I'm so close to the mountain that it's hard for me to, I had to do some work to get into the repeater.
Right, that's what I meant by that. I was just on the other side of the mountain from you.
Well, guys that live down in that area, N4ZLK, Shane, he lives down that way too, up in Cleveland, and it's a pretty populated area for hams there.
They live around me. I'm not sure who all, but I know there's a few that live around close by listening to them on the net.
Good
day, and be safe out there mobiling around. KL4THV, I'll be clear.
KG4PFI, anybody out there give me a quick radio check? KG4PFI.
KG4PFI, KA5WLL, you're loud and clear to the repeater room.
Okay, appreciate that. I don't know what happened to my rig right here, but I went to key it up and it wouldn't key up. And I got to looking, and one of my connectors for my microphone had come loose. So I switched it over to another one, and I guess this one's working.
Into the repeater. Sometimes that happens. It could get bumped or something. Who knows what happens sometimes.
Gremlins run around there and unplugged it for me. You never can tell, but it's been sitting here for quite a while, and I don't know why it done that, but it's a working now. I appreciate it. You gave me the radio check there. My name's Don. I'm located down here in Piedmont.
Okay, Don, this is Leroy. I live in Taylor's, but I'm currently mobile heading towards Traveler's Rest coming up on State Park Road, so I'll be getting into the shadow of Paris in just a little bit, but... Anyways, you're full quieting this morning. It's sounding great.
Okay, I appreciate it. I guess you must be going to work or coming home from work, one of the two.
Going to work. I'm retired, semi-retired, but I got a meeting to make this morning in Traveler's Rest.
Fully retired. I've been retired for over 10 years, I guess, now. But I don't regret it one bit. I enjoy what I'm doing when I want to do it, and other than that, I guess that's just about the whole story there. Well, be careful, take care of yourself. 73s, KG4PFI clear.
73, good talking to you, KA5WLL, mobile.